Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Mr. Speaker, this is by no means my first visit to Washington, D.C., the capital of this great republic. It is, in fact, my 20th visit to the United States and my first as King and head of the Commonwealth. This is a city which symbolizes a period in our shared history, or what Charles Dickens might have called a tale of two Georges.
Clever. I never thought of it. But it is clever, right? You know? The King and George Washington. It just never even occurred to me. So kudos to you, sir.
The first president, George Washington, and my five times great-grandfather, King George III.
You mean King George the 111th? Right? Doesn't he mean King George the 111th? Oh, you don't know that joke, John? You didn't see the Ilhan Omar clip?
No, I didn't.
Oh. This is, okay, so you know who Ilhan Omar is? She's the Somali-born representative from Minnesota who's one of the squad, and she's always telling us how terrible America is. If you haven't heard this, all I have to say is prepare yourself.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
This is Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, formerly Somali.
The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI.
World War XI?
Well, how do you write World War II?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
You write it like with two capital I's, right? World War XI. So,
no, Andrew, no.
That's the most.
She's a representative.
Italian immigrants doing World War XI.
Oh, my goodness.
So, King George the 111th.
There you go.
Because, you got to say it how Ilhan Omar. Yeah. Okay. I actually hate to do my job here, but.
Why?
Because.
The truth hurts.
What am I always saying about speeches and clips and edits? Context is everything. Okay, so first of all, is it a real quote? Yes, it actually is. Although it was funny. There was one of these like fact-checking sites. There's no independent confirmation that Ilhan Omar ever said this. Bro, it's from 2025. It's from last year. She did a speech press conference with Mazie Hirono, Crazy Mazie, from Hawaii. Oh, and she's earned that title more than enough. Anyway, the senator from Hawaii. You want to think that like AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are sort of sane. Just go listen to Mazie Hirono for a little while and be like, oh, those folks are fine. Okay, so context matters. And it's not that she didn't make the mistake, okay? She did make the mistake. But it hits different when you hear it in its full context.
Thank you all for joining us. First, I want to thank my partner in this, Senator Hirono, for her leadership in this work to repeal the outdated and dangerous Alien Enemies Act of 1798. The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI. Oh, two.
See, she caught it right away, so it makes it less. I mean, it's still an amazing gaffe. It's an amazing gaffe like Obama said corpsman. It's an amazing gaffe like President Trump said 2 Corinthians. You don't really speak this lingo. And that's really all that it means. Is she not one of us because she came to this country when she was, I think, 14 or something like that? You know, so she missed out on the primary school or grade school education exposure to World War XI or II.
I like 11.
We are always looking for evidence that people are of us and not of us. You know, it's Bayou Texar or Tekar or Cervantes or Cervantes. We do this all the time with people. And it's not. It is kind of weird and sad that a U.S. representative would ever say World War XI. But, you know, you get in the habit of reading from your notes. You don't think about it too much. Here's how that played out after that portion.
During World War 11. Oh, two. Sorry. One of the most shameful chapters of American history.
Okay. And so, I mean, she just went. When you edit it very tight, it sounds much worse than it really was. It's still embarrassing. But is it that big of a deal? From 2025? You know, if this is your biggest reason, I mean, people who already hate Ilhan Omar for reasons will find this hilarious. And I saw a meme that showed people at a casino playing video poker and just hitting the buttons as they're trying to move the things along. And they're like, this is me liking every meme on World War XI I see. So, okay, back to King George of substance, because I figure like my job is to tell you what the social media won't tell you, which is that quote, though not fake, is very, very cleverly edited to give a certain effect, which does not tell the whole truth at the time of the fact that she caught her own mistake. And please, I'm not apologizing for Ilhan Omar's World War XI. I'm just saying you got to know more than just a little thing. All right, we'll come back to King George. I keep wanting to call him King George. I don't know why. King Charles, King George, they're not that similar. But no. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. Everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John.
First President George Washington and my five times great-grandfather, King George III.
Or Hunter 11th.
King George, as you know, never set foot in America. And please rest assured, ladies and gentlemen, I am not here as part of some cunning rearguard action.
250 years later.
The founding fathers were bold and imaginative rebels with a cause. 200.
It's always, I think it's such an awkward thing, you know? The parent that we broke up with, or the spouse that we broke up with, or the country that we rebelled against and engaged in treason against and then formed our own country. And yet now, I mean, it's not even just 250, but we've been friends with them a long time. And, you know, how do they feel about this? Like, cool. We kind of wish you would have stayed as territory. I don't know. I should know. I worked in England for a little while, but I don't actually know the answer to that question. Anyway.
250 years ago, or as we say in the United Kingdom, just the other day.
That's a small note. They declared that is actually true. Like, one of the things you see when you go to Europe is you see, like, some castle that's been a ruins, or an abbey that's been a ruins for 800 years. You know, it's 1,300 years old, but it's been a ruins for 800 years. And you think, this thing's been a ruins for twice as long as our country's even been, let alone a country as a territory, as a colonies, right? And so that perspective of history just the other day is, yeah, I mean, there's validity to that.
They declared independence by balancing contending forces and drawing strength into diversity. They united 13 disparate colonies to forge a nation on the revolutionary idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Thank you, John Locke. Well, and Jefferson.
They carried with them and carried forward the great inheritance of the British Enlightenment, as well as the ideals which had an even deeper history in English common law and Magna Carta.
No, that's 100% true. Yes. And as I mentioned kind of last hour, we are a British nation, much more so than we are an Italian or a French or a German. We have those influences, but, you know, we are fundamentally a British nation at our core.
And those roots go even further back in history. The U.S. Supreme Court Historical Society has calculated that Magna Carta is cited in at least 160 Supreme Court cases since 1789, not least as the foundation of the principle that executive power is subject to checks and balances.
Right, yeah, good stuff, absolutely.
And, Mr. Speaker, for many here, and for myself, the Christian faith is a firm anchor and daily inspiration that guides us, not only personally.
And even though, you know, it's kind of interesting, if you know the history of the development of Christian religion, is, you know, that hasn't always been without tumult, right? I mean, you know, Catholicism split, Henry VIII, you know, Protestants split with Martin Luther from the rest of the Catholic faith, the Eastern Orthodox, Protestant churches themselves split. I mean, all the time, you know, like we don't like how the pews are being laid out. So we split it. You know, we're going to make a separate church. So the idea of rebellion and split up and breaking off with your former tradition is not just a part of our relationship with England, but certainly, you know, there's a lot of parallels within the Christian tradition as well.
It is that faith in the triumph of light over darkness, which I have found confirmed countless times. Through it, I am inspired by the profound respect that develops as people of different faiths grow in their understanding of each other.
And, true. But also, there's always a part of me that's cautious about this kind of ecumenical approach. The notion that sort of all faiths carry value, that all faiths carry some truth in them. But of course, as a Christian, you can acknowledge that there might be some good things in, say, Islam, or there might be some good things in Buddhism. But by no means would I ever say that, you know, these faiths are all on a par or all equal or are all equally valid, because I certainly do not believe that. I mean, if I believed that, I couldn't be a Christian. The Christian claims are unique, just like, you know, Islamic claims are unique. And so, though I like the idea and I affirm the idea of talking to people of other faiths or no faiths or other politics or, you know, supposedly no politics, that doesn't mean that you give up nor should you give up the belief that the one that you have is genuinely, factually, historically, and salvifically a fact.
It is why I believe with all my heart that the essence of our two nations is a generosity of spirit and a duty to foster compassion, to promote peace, to deepen mutual understanding, and to value all people of all faiths and of none.
And just to button that up, you know, that's part of the Christian tradition, is that you cherish all people not because of what they believe, but because they are made in the image of God. It's not because of what they do or what they say or what they think. It's because of who made them, and we're obligated to honor them, even if they don't recognize the source of that honor.
This year, of course, also marks the 25th anniversary of 9/11. This atrocity was a defining moment for America, and your pain and shock were felt around the whole world. During my visit to New York, my wife and I will again pay our respects to the victims, the families, and the bravery shown in the face of terrible loss. We stood with you then, and we stand with you now in solemn remembrance of a day that shall never be forgotten.
Okay, true, great, wonderful, but let me warn you, if you didn't catch it when it happened in, you know, real time yesterday, that is part one of a three-part setup. It sounds like, well, we're with you, but there's so much more to this line of speaking.
In the immediate aftermath of 9/11, when NATO invoked Article 5 for the first time, and the United Nations Security Council was united in the face of terror, we answered the call together, as our people have done so for more than a century, shoulder to shoulder through two world wars, the Cold War, Afghanistan, and moments that have defined our shared security.
All true.
Today, Mr. Speaker, that same unyielding resolve is needed for the defense of Ukraine and her most courageous people.
Now you see where he's going. NATO, Ukraine, mutual defense, defense against invasion. We were with you when you got attacked, as in the United States. You should be with us or with them when they were attacked. Even though they're not NATO member states, the principle is the same, and the fact that we're all engaged in this same defense against Russia, which is the threat on the continent to the rest of us. It's not wrong, but this is the closest that he came in this speech to a criticism, a scold, an encouragement, however you want to say it. All the foreign policy analysts picked up on this, and so I wanted to mention it to you because this idea of promoting defense of Ukraine and promoting NATO and our obligations thereunto, a key part of this speech, again, to Congress, right? Not to the president. In fact, the president wasn't even there, right? The president was not in attendance. And so, you know, key part of what he was saying yesterday.
From the depths of the Atlantic to the disastrously melting ice caps of the Arctic, the commitment and expertise of the United States Armed Forces and its allies lie at the heart of NATO, pledged to each other's defense, protecting our citizens and interests, keeping North Americans and Europeans safe from our common adversaries. Our defense, intelligence, and security ties are hardwired together through relationships measured not in years, but in decades.
Now, all of that is true, but again, all the rest of it was largely philosophy and fluff, and that's fine. The real meat of this speech was the setup with 9/11, the comment about Ukraine, and the comment about NATO. If you want substance in the speech, it was those 3 minutes that was really the key part of the speech yesterday. 6:25 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. We'll see if you are on 9 Mile Road approaching I-10 going westbound. You're going to see just a minor delay. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Also, by the way, remember the Rubio speech a couple weeks, 2 months ago, whatever, when he spoke about Europe and the United States and our connection and our history? That was a fabulous speech. This was reminiscent of that a little bit in the sense of tying together the United States and the UK. First time a monarch has spoken to a joint session since his mom did it in 1991. And that was the first time it had ever happened. So this is a pretty historic moment for the UK and for the United States. If you have a business, you have employees, you have to deal with benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, managing payroll, Torgerson Consulting. They've been doing this for more than 20 years for local businesses. They've been doing it for us here at Cat Country News Radio since 2021, 5 years, and they're fantastic. You know, when it comes to health insurance, okay, they can't make the marketplace be good. You know, that's been a mess for a long time. But they can bring us the best that's available and then answer our questions and deal with us with fabulous customer service and give us choices we didn't have before and better plans than we had before. Because I remember, you know, it got a lot better in 2021 because we went with them. So if you have a business and you have employees and you want to deal with this stuff or find out if there's a better way to do it, either cheaper or better or possibly both, give them a call. No obligation. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
The Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Opening Doors of Northwest Florida tomorrow at 9. Executive Director Bruce Cady and Autumn McAllister, Director of Emergency Services at Lakeview Center, help connect individuals from crisis response to coordinated entry, housing resources, and long-term stability. Opening Doors is the lead agency for the homeless continuum of care in our area. Don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 with Opening Doors of Northwest Florida, sponsored by Nurses on Call, serving nurse staffing solutions for the Gulf Coast.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates Andrew McKay on being the only broadcaster to make Florida's 50 over 50 list for 2026. For more than a decade, Andrew has kept Escambia and Santa Rosa counties informed, covering local meetings, interviewing officials, and breaking down big stories that matter. He takes pride in keeping the community informed and making sense of the headlines that shape our daily lives. It's a well-earned honor for a voice our community trusts every morning. Congratulations, Andrew, from News Radio 92.3.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We're the underdog. We're mutts. Here's proof. His nose is cold.
If feel left out, John? Do you want reliable traffic on the fives to be added to the promo for 50, yes, 50 over 50?
Yes, I really do. I'm a part of the team, too.
I feel so dumb. When I was talking to Rick Scott yesterday before we had him on, and I had completely forgotten that he was, like, the lifetime achievement on 50 over 50, and I was going to mention it to him, and then, can't think of everything. So, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. The Federal Communications Commission is ordering Disney's 8 ABC-owned and operated television stations to file early broadcast license renewals, a move tied to an investigation into Disney's DEI practices. That order was accelerated after Jimmy Kimmel and the controversy related to his joke about First Lady Melania Trump. Disney says its stations have a long record of operating in full FCC compliance, and they're prepared to defend their licenses. Federal agents executed at least 22 search warrants in Minnesota yesterday, targeting autism centers and social service facilities. Now, this is part of an investigation into fraud into welfare fraud there, kind of tied to those YouTube videos released by Nick Shirley last year.
And if you ask Tim Walz, it's all his doing. He's the hero.
Right.
What level of audacity do you have to claim victory after the feds have to come in and fix the problems that you were essentially asleep at the wheel when they happened?
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. King Charles and Queen Camilla are headed to New York City today to honor 9/11 victims, their families, and first responders after a busy day in Washington, addressing Congress and attending a state dinner. Fox's Madeline Rivera.
During his speech to lawmakers on Capitol Hill, King Charles emphasized the importance of military cooperation and encouraged the U.S. to remain engaged.
The bond of kinship and identity between America and the United Kingdom is priceless and eternal.
Former FBI Director James Comey faces a second round of Justice Department indictments.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said a picture Comey posted, shells on a beach made to read 8647, had criminal intent. A second charge was also for posting the photo using interstate and foreign commerce.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got mostly cloudy skies. It's 72 degrees. We'll get a check on our forecast with Marion Caldwell. That's up in just a few minutes. Four F-35 fighter jets from Eglin Air Force Base flew over the White House this week. This was part of the official welcome for King Charles and Queen Camilla. The jets came from the 58th and 60th Fighter Squadrons of the 33rd Fighter Wing. Eglin, one of only two main F-35 pilot training bases around the country. A former bookkeeper at Holly Navarre Intermediate School is now facing grand theft charges after investigators say she stole more than $15,000 from school accounts. Becky Jean Lynch was arrested Tuesday. The school says they discovered unauthorized credit card purchases and missing funds following her resignation earlier this month. The Santa Rosa School District Finance Department provided documentation confirming the theft. Lynch is being held in the Santa Rosa jail on $2,500 bond. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says every search of his agency's Flock license plate reader system is documented, including who ran it, why, and what case it's connected to. He says the system is way more regulated than most critics suggest.
The ones that log the system, they do log why there's a query and what the purpose is for this vehicle tag. And they put in the investigator who to contact. So it doesn't do us any good just for the analyst. So we have a bunch of information that we put in there so that if the tag comes up, that we know. Again, we knew why it was in there, and we know who to call about that particular query.
And Sheriff Simmons says outside agencies cannot independently access Escambia County's Flock data. They have to formally request it. And he said the only exception to that is when the office proactively shares access during an active emergency, such as an Amber Alert. A new congressional map backed by Governor DeSantis is moving through the Florida legislature. Democrats are not happy about that. Senate Democrat leader Lori Berman called the plan unconstitutional and said it violates the Fair District's amendment that Florida voters approved in 2010. The governor's office contends that that amendment is no longer enforceable after a 2025 Supreme Court ruling. Well, crews having a tough time with an Everglades wildfire. As of last night, a fire, the Highway 41 fire, was covering over 3,300 acres, and so far, still 0% contained. No injuries or damage have been reported, but businesses in that area are closed as a precaution. That fire started Monday. So far, there's no word on what caused it. Victims of natural disasters could be closer to getting what Rick Scott calls meaningful tax relief. Senator Scott's Federal Disaster Tax Relief Certainty Act passing the House Monday. Scott said the bipartisan bill will provide overdue tax relief for victims of hurricanes and other natural disasters, and saying that it'll provide Americans with critical clarity in the disaster relief process. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. 29-98. Not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
Warm and muggy to start your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 70s. This afternoon, highs climb into the low 80s. Weather will be mostly dry today before rain chances increase late this evening and into the overnight. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell, your WEAR first morning weather forecast.
Cloudy skies, 72 degrees. Your next news at 7. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Marty with Your Money Now. Yum! Brands topped Wall Street's expectations for its first quarter earnings and revenue. Taco Bell's same-store sales increased 8% in the quarter, fueling the company's outperformance. The restaurant company did not provide an update on its future plans for Pizza Hut. U.S. Treasury yields were a little changed this morning as investors awaited the outcome of what could be Jerome Powell's final policy meeting as Federal Reserve Chair. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was broadly unchanged at 4.358%. Centene has raised its annual forecast for adjusted profit and revenue after a quarterly results beat, as it expects to gain from its efforts to rein in elevated costs. The forecast raise from Centene follows similar moves from larger peers like United Health and Elevance, adding to investors' relief. Futures are slightly higher before the Fed's interest rate decision later today. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 25, the NASDAQ down 223, the S&P 500 down 35.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code QUICK to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code QUICK to borrow up to $10,000. Use code QUICK to borrow up to $10,000.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian, and they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
In the time it takes to watch one episode of your favorite show, you could be approved for your auto loan. While your dinner's in the oven, you could be comparing rates. By the time your morning coffee is brewed, those keys to your new car could practically be in your hand. PenAir Credit Union doesn't just process auto loans. We beam you straight into the driver's seat. Fast approvals, low rates, and easy financing. Apply now at penair.org/autoloans. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all with the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed, staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Also, very excited to be able to share that our first quarter is off to a great start. When we look at TDT collections for January received in February, those were up 23.3%, which is a phenomenal number, followed by February received in March, and that was only up 3.1%. But now March has been a strong month. According to Smith Travel Research, we're up 9.7% over last year. April through the first 10 days is up 18%. So we're seeing strong numbers, and it's not just in our beach areas, but throughout the county. So off to a great 2026.
More math on the radio. More math on the radio. Darren Schaefer, the current CEO of Visit Pensacola, talking to the TDC, the Tourism Development Council. I always forget. I learn it, and then I forget. They're the group that they should call them the TDG, the Tourism Development Group. But we don't. I think it's commission, actually. Anyway, they're the folks who make decisions about how to spend or, you know, projects that come before them for how to spend the tourism development tax, the bed tax. Then, of course, the county commission actually makes the final decision on all of this. But the TDC is the group of, like, hoteliers and people locally, the advertisers, media, whatever, all these folks who get together and, you know, talk about this stuff. And Darren Schaefer is there presenting on how TDT collections are up. And part of the reason they're up is because of the success of the America's Top Beach from Condé Nast.
Part of that, I think we can attribute to incorporating a special recognition of being the number one beach in the United States. We started doing that in all of our channels starting in January, and then with the additional funds that were granted through the TDC, the $250,000, we launched that campaign in March.
Remember, this was the thing that we had talked about this before, that they came and said we'd like $500,000 to capitalize on this Condé Nast Traveler World's Best Beach naming. And we would target our ads through Condé Nast to Condé Nast subscribers who are, you know, wealthy. I mean, the kind of people who subscribe to Condé Nast are, you know, not the kind of people who typically buy their Monster Energy at the Circle K. you know, they send the butler out to get their Monster Energy at the Costco or Sam's or BJ's or whatever. Anyway, so that's an exaggeration, but you know, it's a much higher end clientele. And the point is, that's not who they normally advertise to, but since we got named the world's best beach, you know, let's go ahead and capitalize on that now. And so they are.
Just on our paid social, like impressions are
But the TDC only gave them half what they asked for. Instead of 500, they gave them 250 and said, get some results, come back to us, and maybe we'll give you the other 250. So he's there to pitch him for the additional 250, saying that this campaign is really working well.
Just on our paid social, like impressions, our target is 2.7 million for the entire 3 months. We're already at 2.6 million. So what we're seeing is the ability to reach more people for less money. So our dollars are actually going to be able to go further as a result.
It's very effective so far. By the way, I think I've been saying best world, it's best in the U.S., but yeah, you know. You get the point.
Our display, our online video, we're over halfway as far as the total impressions, and the video completion is up 20 points. Our goal was 65% of these people would watch the full video, and we're seeing 84% doing that.
Those are some amazing numbers, okay? He's saying that they're halfway through the three-month campaign, and they've already gotten almost the impressions goal for the whole campaign. That's amazing. And that when it comes to the number of people who are watching the videos they see online, 84% of the people who click the video are watching the whole video. I mean, when you see a video online, how often do you watch the whole thing? Like almost never, right? When I'm talking to it, not that you went looking for something, but something gets promoted to you like an ad. What, John, you watch all the videos?
Not going to say a word.
You need less free time.
I plead
time.
The fifth.
You seriously watch all the whole video?
Well,
okay, all right, fair enough.
I'm curious.
I kill videos like, you know, they're the plague. Anyway,
I'm curious, man.
But if their goal was 65% and they're hitting 84%, again, that's fantastic. Also, room nights generated from the campaign so far and only, again, half the money and the first month, month and a half of it.
these placements, we've put these metrics in place and we're exceeding our goals. To date, 7,034 hotel nights were tracked as booked, 251 flights, representing 5,500 travelers and revenue of over $2 million. So the return on that ad spend, so every dollar we spent, generated $24.54. We feel those are pretty great numbers.
By the way, I think that that has to do with it, it's $2 million, and that's from the, just the digital, and that's not the $250,000. That's a slice of the $250,000. If that math doesn't make sense to you, that's why. It didn't make sense to me either, and I think that's why. It's a, they're dividing the $2 million by, from the digital is the easier to track part. Okay, so big return on the digital.
So how much has been spent so far? $500?
$250,000.
Okay.
So and the request of the TDC was... invest the $250,000, bring back results before we commit to the other $250,000.
So you mentioned an email that was sent, the first email. Who was that sent to?
Both of these were sent to Jason.
Yeah, I got two emails. Okay. I don't recall the first attachment was in the body of the email, perhaps. Either way, it's not here today.
Okay.
So none of the board got the data, the backup, the spreadsheet, the presentation, and Jason said that he didn't get it. Jason Nicholson is the chair of the TDC, and he didn't get it either. And now you're here asking for money. Ooh, I don't know whose fault it is, but, you know, what are you going to do when you didn't get the information and you haven't had time to look at it and it hasn't been published publicly for us to look at if we wanted to? That's going to be a problem. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
It's brought to you by Florida West. Did you know the Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to create highways, jobs, private capital investment that grow Escambia County's tax base? Still rolling accident-free. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays on 98, Avalon, or Highway 90. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So remember, it was a $500,000 ask. And the board said, okay, we'll give you half of that. Come back to us with results. Darren Schaefer is back with results, but apparently didn't, somehow or other, they did not get the actual data for the results, you know, the attachments and the emails. So he's verbally communicating to them fantastic results, but they haven't had a chance to look at the numbers and study them for themselves. And so are they going to be willing to authorize more money when they can't actually look at the numbers that they need to look at? And the answer is, well, they're reluctant.
I can... So, yes, the numbers, I didn't bring copies of this. I can try to get copies made.
Well, I think the intent is to make the information available to the public. And I don't think, you know, we have the council can make a motion. We can certainly, you know, take this to a vote. But I would much prefer for the public to have the information that we're talking to today.
So Chair Nicholson is saying, you know, I don't feel comfortable voting on this when we don't have the information. Ever the naysayer Charles Baer is going to join in.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would agree with that. I mean,
and they're not wrong, by the way. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to authorize the release of more money that would depend on seeing data that you have not seen, that you've only been verbally told. That's not the same thing.
You may have emailed to him. I don't know. It may have just disappeared. I don't know. But the public's not aware of this. And, you know, I'm not prepared to vote on this, not even having the information in hand. And the public doesn't have it either. So I would rather we wait till the next meeting.
But now you have problems, because if you wait until the next TDC meeting next month, and then it's got to go before the county commission after that, you're ending basically the pre-summer advertising season. Like, you're already no longer in the window to make this work. And so my boss, Mary Hoxing, who owns our radio stations and sits on the TDC.
I'm worried that waiting for the next meeting is way too long.
She says, I worry that the next meeting, it was off mic, is way too long.
We need to do this now so that we ensure our summer is great.
Yeah, so which is right, because, you know, if it's going to capitalize on the moment where you're named the USA's best beach, you know, waiting a month or a month and a half is a big loss of opportunity for all of the people who are right now making their summer plans with their families and all of that.
I would invite the council to come back for a special session to discuss this topic, a 30-minute agenda to be announced with 7 days notice on April 28th so that we can cover this important topic with due notice to the public and then make a decision. I think it's important to give the public the information that we're going to be looking at as well.
So yesterday they had a meeting. just for this, in order to get ahead of next week's Escambia County Commission meeting where they're going to give a final approval for it. So Jason Nicholson brings in the meeting. This is the only thing they're talking about. Charles Baer starts asking questions about the impressions and do they really match up with the goals.
So on this, the sheet that you gave us, it shows the total impressions, display, online video. Your target was 9 million plus and you only achieved 4.75 million. What was the problem there? What was the issue?
Not an issue. It's what we've delivered to date, right? This is a three-month campaign starting fully in March.
Okay.
And yet, as of this time period, we're already over halfway in achieving the goal of a three-month campaign in 1 month.
Okay.
So when we take a look at what's delivered, the goal is for 3 months. We really had 1 month reported on this page.
Okay, so it's just March, so we've got two more months to go.
That's right.
So that, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
So in other words, well on the way?
Well on the way.
Yeah, as one person described it, awesome results. $24 return for every dollar spent that they can track. Again, trusting in their math and, you know, their accounting, which, you know, something where you get like $4 or $5 back is okay. 10 is very good. So plus 20 is outstandingly good. So Charles Baer, who had asked the question, turns around and says, hey, let's do it.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the second $250,000 for Visit Pensacola.
I second.
That's Mary.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Second.
And then that passes unanimously. By the way, I give Charles a lot of grief for some of the things he does, but I also want to give him credit because you got to give both, right? And give him credit for he was skeptical on this and kind of opposed to it. But then once he saw the data, you know, and they satisfied his data and he was willing to go along, which sometimes people are skeptics and you can't prove them, you know, you can't get them persuaded with evidence. And then there's just the people who are asking questions and can be persuaded with evidence. Anyway, so he was really enthusiastic about this afterwards.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for bringing this back in a special meeting. You know how I am hesitant to approve something without having all the facts, and with the facts in hand, you know, my hat's off to Visit Pensacola and all the effort that they're putting forth towards this, and I just look forward to the results. I think we're in a, you know, it's a new area with Condé Nast, and so that can only help to increase the amount of people that are coming here, so I think it's excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, it is for a higher income level targeted vacation.
Thank you.
I believe that I have a half a desire to hide all this and protect Pensacola Beach for ourselves. That's all.
Yeah, we all have that, I think.
Like, I know we're here to do this, but dang it, it's working, and we don't want anybody to come here. We want the benefit for ourselves, which is very understandable, right? We want everybody to come here and love it and spend their money without coming here and spending their money and interfering with their lives. Like, we want to have the best beach in the U.S., and we also want people to connect most of the money and, like, watch a video. I mean, you know, we're torn on this, right? Of course.
Agreed. And I want to just point our attention to a couple of these metrics and go on to a click-through rate of or engagement rate of 411. You know, if 3.5 is premium content, I'm beginning to wonder, when should Pensacola start to monetize? You know, maybe we develop our own content curators and start making some money back for the TDT.
Like if our videos are this compelling, maybe we should actually charge people to watch them. You know, the ones that we're paying to put out, maybe we should make them pay because it's such good content. It's funny.
I also want to point out the video completion rate at 84%. That I look at these numbers a lot in many different industries, and 84% is really the highest number I've ever seen. That means that 84% of all the 4.7 million that viewed these videos watched it to completion. So that's an excellent number, and that certainly puts Escambia County and Pensacola on the map.
Or it just means that people like John are watching, because apparently they just watch the videos all the way through. That's funny to me. So the part of the reason I wanted to share this with you is just because interesting and relevant and happened yesterday as the follow-up to the meeting from last week, but also because it highlights how much we have benefited from and will continue to benefit from, I suspect, being named the top beach in the U.S. by Condé Nast, and that Visit is, you know, doing their job on this, doing effectively with the money that they've been given. And Visit's been under some scrutiny lately. Darren, as you perhaps well know by now, has not been asked to, you know, his contract has not been renewed. So we're kind of in an uncertain status with who's going to become the next CEO. But again, Visit did really, really well with this. They also did well with the Sunbelt Conference, you know, 29,000 tickets, almost 30,000 people, ticket, you know, attendees, 12,000 visitors. The numbers on that were fantastic. Lots of them from out of town, lots of money raised, lots of rooms. You know, just, you know, there are good things happening. Even, you know, and I kind of wanted to, I know that the presentation a lot on Visit recently has been very negative and not unfairly so, but just there's other things you might not always hear the good news to, and there's a lot of good news dealing with our tourism promotion entity. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3. 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Time! Time is up!
It looks like the clock is about to strike midnight on this Cinderella story, turning average Joes into the proverbial pumpkin.
I sure do like pumpkins, Cotton.
Big Jason Bateman fan. He's funny. I sure do like pumpkins, Scott. 6:56 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on Highway 29 southbound, just south of 10 Mile Road heading toward 9 Mile Road, you're going to expect about a 7-minute delay. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you are putting off the next car because, you know, it's going to cost you money, probably. But then again, how much is your current car costing you? You know, if you got repairs, right? Which happens if you keep it too long. How much you would like having a new car, but, you know, right now you got what you got. But also the dealing with the car dealership or the car salespeople and, you know, just the hassle of looking, because I know it's a frustrating process. Okay, I understand all of that. But listen, you're an adult, I hope, and you know that the car you've got, it's time. So go to Frontier. Go to Frontier. Find out that it's different. Trust, you know, try me. You know, if you go and hate it, I mean, tell me that too. But, you know, you're not going to. So go and take a look at a bunch of different cars. Tell them Andrew said they're different. And then find out that a used car dealership can, in fact, be not a terrible place to visit. And then if you find the car you want, buy it at a good price. If you find a car that's not quite what you want, send them looking. Treat them as your, like, personal shopper for cars. You know, here's what I want, and I want it a little bit cheaper, or I want it with, you know, I'm willing to have higher mileage, or, you know, a later model year, or, you know, older car, or I'm willing to go with the lower trim package, or, you know, I like this, but I want the higher trim package, whatever. Treat them like your personal shopper. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The U.S. Special Forces soldier accused of using classified information to place bets on the military operation to remove Nicolas Maduro has pleaded not guilty in federal court. Prosecutors say 38-year-old Gannon Ken Van Dyke used inside knowledge tied to the removal of Maduro to make more than $400,000 on the prediction market. Authorities say he had placed more than $30,000 in bets connected to that operation. Boy, this is terrifying. A German tourist has died after being bitten by a cobra during a hotel snake show in Egypt. Authorities say the snake slithered in.
Wait. I'm going to let you finish, okay. But, you know, if you attend a hotel snake show in Egypt, you get what you get, you know?
What do you expect?
Go on, David, go on.
Authorities say the snake slithered into the man's pants and bit his leg during the performance at a resort in Hurghada. The 57-year-old showed signs of poisoning, you think, and later died at a hospital. Investigators say the show involved close interaction with snakes.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I got bit by a cobra and I died.
It's all a mystery.
Well, where did it take place? Oh, you know, nowhere special. Well, what were you doing? I don't know, nothing. No, but seriously, where was it? Oh, as at a snake show at a hotel in Egypt where we were up close to the snakes. Oh, okay. Here's your Darwin Award.
Here's your sign.
Thanks so much for the update. Coming up next, we've got Jimmy Petronas. He's always traveling, and so our Monday normal sometimes gets shifted around, but we're going to talk to him next. And what was it like to meet the king?
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.